This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It will take at least another week for Congress to pass repeatedly stymied new COVID relief legislation, though top Senate Republicans claim a bill by Christmas is clearly within reach. Lawmakers will extend temporary government funding that expires on this Friday for a single week, giving them more time to work out a partisan difference over agency spending bills and COVID relief. Senate Finance Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa says that means any new virus relief that would have been attached to a comprehensive spending bill this Friday must wait one more week.
The broad categories that make it up, we know what it is, but details within each of those categories, there's just no certainty. And that's evidently why we can't get it done this week and need to go over until December the 18th.
$20 billion in new virus relief for ag producers were included in a compromise bill offered by moderates, but Grassley voiced some pessimism since it's not mentioned in broader categories of aid that add up to just over $900 billion. Separately, Grassley boasts one of the legislative wins that will be voted on this week as part of the annual National Defense Bill.
Our part of it aims to curb growing rate of suicide in rural America by implementing a voluntary stress management training program for USDA employees. This would be through the FSA offices in each county, the people that deal with farmers on a fairly regular basis. The idea is to get people to family members or to ministers of a faith or doctors or mental health people to help intervene to save people's lives.
Grassley also points to the high stress on producers from low commodity prices, now somewhat better, as well as disasters and COVID-19. He's co-sponsoring his bill with Montana Democrat John Tester and reminds those experiencing a mental health crisis that they can talk anytime to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. In other news off Capitol Hill, I was able to talk with our local representative, Congressman Rodney Davis of our 13th District, and he's looking forward to 2021, as most of us are. With the prospects of multiple COVID vaccines being available to the public in the new year, Davis says defeating the virus will ultimately lead to greater opportunities for mid-Illinois farmers.
You know, absolutely. Our farmers, when you look at the great yields they've had, and we look at the increased markets that even more so in the midst of the pandemic than what we anticipated during the trade wars not so long ago, hopefully news is looking up for our farmers and our ag sector. The problem is we're still in the midst of this COVID pandemic, and that's got to be our first priority, is to defeat this virus. And frankly, I'm so proud of the bipartisan work that we were able to do back in the spring to allow for American ingenuity to come up with multiple vaccines. That puts us on a path back to normalcy. We see light at the end of the tunnel. Now, we've just got to be ready to make sure the programs are in place and the opportunities to sell products in the global marketplace are there once we come out of it.
Davis also talks about the one-week delay of new virus relief that would go along with the comprehensive spending bill of the federal government.
This is something that should have been done months ago. We all knew that science told us that the virus would get worse in cold weather. We're seeing the movement towards more lockdowns at the state level. And if we don't allow mom-and-pop shops all throughout your listening area to have access to another round of PPP dollars, where we already have $130 billion sitting in a pot of money out in D.C., we just need to give them access to, then you know what? There's going to be failure and blame to go around right here in Washington, D.C.
Going into his fifth term in office, Davis is looking forward to the possibility to be working with former U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack under the new Biden administration. He also credits the work of current Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue.
You know, I got a chance to work with former Secretary Vilsack when he was President Obama's Ag Secretary, and if he is named as Ag Secretary, I'm excited that I get a chance to work with him again. Well, nobody can compare to Sonny Perdue. I think Sonny Perdue did everything we've ever asked him to do throughout the 13th District at one of the toughest times in our nation's history. This is a guy who, was in Central Illinois on numerous occasions, and we've got to be able to get more people like that into government. But Tom Vilsack and I had a great working relationship, and if he is going to be the choice, then I'm glad it was him rather than somebody that I didn't have a relationship with.
Finally, Davis, who is a member of the House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, is proud of the investments made on the lock and dam system on the Illinois River this year and says it will be a game changer for Illinois farmers in the long run.
Well, I'm glad that the Trump administration was finally the administration to invest in our locks and dams along the Illinois and Mississippi River waterways. It's crucial for our farmers to get their products out in the global marketplace, and that the investment in LaGrange has been amazing, and it got done on time, just like they said it would, and I'm excited to see that. So now we have to keep moving, but it took that first investment to be able to get people to take seriously that these investments and these rehabs and these modernization of the old locks in our lock and dam system needed to be repaired and needed to be done, and that's exactly what this has done. And I'm confident that this administration and hopefully any future administration will take what the Trump administration did and continue that process.
Again, that was Congressman Rodney Davis of Taylorville. Now moving on into State of Illinois Ag News, a new apprenticeship program for surveyor and mapping technicians aims to narrow the gap between available technicians and demand. Technicians assist professional land surveyors in collecting information about boundaries, terrain, and property lines. The Illinois Professional Land Surveyors Association, in partnership with Parkland College in Champaign, has created the Surveyor and Mapping Technician Training Program. This first-in-the-country program is a two-year U.S. Department of Labor-recognized apprenticeship program in which apprentices train to become surveyor technicians. Once admitted to the program, apprentices begin a 90-day no-fault probationary period in which the apprentice or the employer can terminate participation without repercussions. Training consists of on-the-job learning blended with online coursework in 13 in-person labs provided by Parkland. Apprentices are expected to take and pass their Certified Survey Technician Level 1 or Level 2 exam in order to complete the program. During the program, apprentices are paid a minimum of $15 an hour. Upon successful completion, the apprentice is guaranteed employment and a minimum salary of $17 an hour. Program graduates also have the option to continue their education and become fully licensed surveyors. All instruction provided by Parkland College may be applied toward a bachelor's degree. Employers who participate in the Surveyor and Mapping Technician Training Program are required to pay the education-related expenses. Employers are eligible to receive tax credit for their expenses through the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunities New Apprenticeship Education Expense Tax Credit Program. Employers must apply to the DCEO to be eligible to take part in the tax credit program, which is currently capped at $5 million annually. And precipitation may become a bit more frequent as December rolls on, but Freeze Notice Ag meteorologist Dan Hicks doesn't foresee a very active weather pattern for the weeks ahead.
It doesn't look like an unusually stormy pattern, and it also looks like that even through the 11 to 15 day time frame that the temperature trend will tend to average above normal in many areas, so we may not have any harsh winter weather coming up here in the short term, maybe a little bit more precipitation than we've seen so far, but you know, the longer term pattern certainly could turn on us as we get farther into winter. You know, we still have a moderate La Nina in the tropical Pacific, and you know, winter correlations with that type of weather pattern tend to produce colder than normal winters, especially north of Illinois. The southern part of the country tends to be a little bit warmer. The heaviest precipitation tends to be across the northern U.S. So certainly with that La Nina in place in the Pacific, and it looks like it will stay that way through the wintertime, I certainly would expect that at some point in time, maybe toward later December or beyond, we could start to see a little bit more true winter weather, some harsher conditions returning to the upper Midwest and the north central U.S. But at least here in the short term, it doesn't appear to be all that bad. The system coming in this weekend will probably produce some snow and rain mixed in the northern Midwest, some rain farther south, but there's not a lot of cold air to work with. So at least right now, it doesn't appear to be a major winter system, even though it will bring some mixed precipitation to parts of the Midwest.
Mild Pacific air will be the key ingredient impacting Illinois this week, with temperatures reaching into the 50s today and tomorrow for most parts of the state.
And that'll wrap up your Ag News here on a Wednesday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by email at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Wednesday afternoon, December 9th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.